Starting Siman Tov Reish Pei Vav Sif Aleph about Tainus Esther. The Chaber says, "B'Chanukah u'Purim mutar lesanos lefnei macharim." On Chanukah and Purim, one is allowed to fast before and after, and you are allowed to have a hesped before and after. The Bach writes so that by Chanukah you really shouldn't fast beforehand, and there are some who have the minhag to fast before Chanukah. Since they're not going to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and if that's their minhag, then they should continue to do so. But the chachila, one should not do so. One should follow this bach. Siv beis, misanim biyud gimel ba'adar. We fast on the 13th of Adar for Tainus Esther. Vimchal Purim be'echa b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on a Sunday, makdimin lesanos yom chamishi, then we fast on Thursday instead because we can't fast on Shabbos. And then once we're pushing it off from Shabbos, we don't want to fast on Erev Shabbos either. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason we don't fast on Erev Shabbos is because, in general, on a Tainus we say Slichos and Tachanunim, and it might extend too much, and we won't be able to have time to prepare everything for Shabbos. We also don't want people to enter into Shabbos Meuneh. So if that is when the fast falls out on a Friday, such as a Aser B'Teves, we would fast. But other fasts, which we're pushing off from a Sunday, from a Shabbos, then we don't push it off to Friday. Why do we fast on Tainus Esther? The Mishnah Berurah says, because in the days of Mordechai and Esther, they gathered on Yud Gimel Adar in order to fight and to protect themselves, and they needed to ask for help from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to defeat their enemies. And they found that what they would do is, the day that they would go out to war, they would fast, because that's what Chazal say, that Moshe Rabbeinu, on the day that he fought Amalek, he fasted. So for sure, in the time of Mordechai v'Esther, they would fast, and that's why we fast as well, to commemorate the fasting that they did to prepare for war. And it's called Tainus Esther to remember the fact that Hashem saw and heard what everyone was davening for, and he saved us. Since this fast is different than all other fasts, that it was not established for a painful time, to commemorate a painful time, rather, was to commemorate the fasting that they did in order to win the war. Therefore, even though by other Tainios, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that one should not get married the night before the Tainus, when it comes to the Tainus Esther, you would be allowed to get married the night before the Tainus, isn't this Rav Chaim Kanievsky's opinion as well? Rav Yashav, on the other hand, says that even on all other fasts, you're allowed to get married the night before, except for Shavasa Bertamas, because it has a din of the 3 weeks. Another difference between Tainus Esther and all other fasts is that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that even if you're machmir on all other fasts not to bathe at all, as the Ber Halacha brings, that is a minhag not to bathe on all other fasts, when it comes to Tainus Esther, you would be allowed to fast, since it is not a fast of Avelos on the Chorban Yerushalayim, rather it is just to commemorate the fasting that they did. And this is the opinion of Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well. The same thing Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you'd be allowed to get a haircut on Tainus Esther, even though we wouldn't do it on other fasts. So too, listening to music, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you'd be allowed to do that on Tainus Esther, even though we wouldn't do it on other fasts. The Ramah continues, Tainus Zeh Eino Chova, this is not an obligatory fast. Lachein Yesh L'Halka Bolei Satzorach, therefore we are able to be lenient in times of need. Kugom Mubaros, Amanikos, Olachol Hashem B'Sakana, a woman who is pregnant, or who is nursing, or a chola, is allowed to be lenient and not fast on such a fast if need be. Afilu rako eveinayim, even if their eyes just hurt, shemitzarim harbe lo yisanu, if they are in a lot of pain, then they would not need to fast. Amu baris and amenekis wouldn't need to fast no matter what, but when it comes to a chola shem basakana, if they are in a lot of pain, they would not need to fast. V'yifru acharkach, however, they would need to make up the fast on another day. Aval Shar Briyim, all other healthy people, lo yifreshu minat tzibur, they should not, if the tzibur is fasting, so then everyone should fast as well. So even though this is not as much of a chova as Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, still, if everyone else is fasting, then we should fast as well. When it comes to making up a fast, it appears that the minhag is not to make up the fast. If a mubaris and meinekes don't fast, they are pturos, and therefore they would not need to make it up, whereas someone who's just in pain, he might need to make it up, and one should consult a posik in such a situation as to what we follow. The Rama continues, Imchal Purim b'yom rishon, if Purim falls out on a Sunday, shemisana b'yom chamishi shalafanav, that we fast on the Thursday instead, v'chalbo bris mila, and there's a bris on that Thursday, mutar lechol ala mila, ulamachar b'yom shishi yisanu ochlim, everyone who is at the bris is allowed to eat at the Sudas Bris Mila on the Tainus, and then you just make it up on Friday instead. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Taz and the Eliyahu Rabbah disagree with the Ramah. and say that the fast is on Thursday, and therefore you're not allowed to eat even at a bris milah, and the suda should be at night. The only people that are allowed to eat when it is a tainus nidcha and a bris milah falls out on that day are the balei bris themselves. They could eat on Thursday after the milah, and they don't need to fast the next day, but everyone else would not be allowed to eat at the bris milah. The Prima Gadim says that one who is mekel like the Ramah doesn't lose. However, the Chayei Adam and the Kedushas Shulchan Aruch and Rav Vosner all say that the Minhag Olam is like the Taz, that the Balei Bris are allowed to eat on that Tainus Nidche, but everyone else would not be allowed to eat on that Tainus Nidche. The truth is that the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is that even if it's not a Tainus Nidche, if one is making a Bris, they would be allowed to eat on a fast day, which is one of the four tzomos, not Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, but one of the more lenient tzomos, and that is the opinion of Rav Eliyashiv as well, that we paskin that the Balei Bris, even when it's not a nidcha, would be allowed to eat. But once again, one should consult the posek as to what their minhag is.